Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Being off work is throwing me off. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Rose Acres.
That'd be really weird.
Yeah.
Rose Acres.
It's in Cahoma.
Nah, haven't been there.
There you go. Wherever you are in our great state, you can join us. You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Excuse me. Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. I think we're going to have beef for dinner on one day this week. I'm going to do some smash burger tacos. That's become a weapon in my repertoire. And I got, for my birthday, our friend Alex Watson got me a burger smasher. Those things you push down with. I didn't have one. I was just kind of doing it by hand, and I'm excited to put them to the test. So that'll be this week. And I think, as we mentioned on yesterday's show, I'm pretty sure Robbie's going to be eating some beef tonight on my dime. Because we're going to pay off the pick'em bet tonight.
Or a pork chop, I don't know.
Well, we'll see, you know. But, you know, for the purposes of this ad read, we'll say you're having a steak.
Sure.
And what does that mean? It means that beef will be what's for dinner. Beef is what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Everything Mississippi State. We are getting closer and closer to the start of baseball season. Before you get to Diddy Noble Field, you need to make a trip to College Corner and pick up some of the great M over S gear they've got there. Everything with hoodies, polos, and, of course, the classic maroon and white Mississippi State baseball cap. It's all right there for you at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, flowed by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers, you need to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank, a bank that's going to take care of you, a bank that provides a level of service you can't get anywhere else, a bank that knows you by name, not just by your account number. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It's Rumblings Day here on the podcast. I thought, Robbie, I was going to be having some rumblings in my tummy today. So before I got here, for one of my Christmas gifts, Aislinn got me a six-pack of Melinda's hot sauces. They went all the way from jalapeno to scorpion pepper. I was like, all right, so what we'll do is I had some pork chops left over. I was like, I'm going to cut some chunks of pork chop. We'll put a little hot sauce on each one, and I'll try them all. And I was disappointed. Like, I got to the scorpion and the ghost pepper ones, and I was just like, I mean, it's not that bad.
Not very hot.
Yeah, it was disappointing. I thought I was going to be like, you know, on hot ones, be like, oh, my God, it's the worst thing ever.
I figured you were about to say, like, you're just sitting there, and then all of a sudden it was like, uh-oh.
No, nothing's happened, yeah. Like, my tongue is still, like, I can feel a little tingle on there, but that's about it. So, that was disappointing, in my opinion. So here we go. Let's jump into the rumblings, which of course are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. Could have been disaster if that had been really spicy, but it wasn't. So that's not a problem. But when disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. And they don't stop at just restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. And as I've mentioned, now that it's getting cold again, we should talk about it. If you have the problem of your pipes, they burst, Paul Davis can help with that as well. Paul Dent's Restoration here in Starkville, in the Golden Triangle, and in the Tupelo area. All right, let's jump into the rumblings. Not a ton of questions today, so we'll give some detailed answers.
Said that last week, and it was an hour and a half show.
Yeah, but this week, it really isn't. It really isn't, so that's fine. Will Gunter has our first question. Who in the entire history of Ole Miss, players, coaches, media personnel, et cetera, has the most punchable face? I have an answer for this, but I want to hear yours.
Bo Wallace.
That's a good choice.
Neither one of us could probably win that fight.
I mean, that random frat boy did.
Yeah, but he's got there's some anger issues there. Yeah. I don't really want to. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably it.
It's a fine choice. Very good.
Marshall Anderson.
Tommy Tuberville.
Tommy Tuberville's up there. Is that – and that – I mean, I guess that counts. He said in the entire history of
– the entire history of Ole Miss.
Yeah.
He coached there for 4 years. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, he just looks like a jerk. He still does.
Always the great – picture of Jackie Sherrill engulfing his hand at the handshake line.
I may get AI to turn that into a painting and put it above my fireplace. I love that picture so much. It's my favorite picture.
We need AI to do like the video where it escalates what happens.
Yeah.
And Jackie just like pulls him in, and just like that AI video of Zach Selman punching Lane Kiffin in the face.
Yeah, we need those things. Yes.
Jackie pulls him in.
It just. I want him to do a rainmaker on him. Just
yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Judas effect.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, the actor. Has a team ever had their regular season starting quarterback no longer be part of the team for the bowl game, but start in a senior bowl game? Seems like a unique situation that Shapeman is playing in the Hula Bowl, but won't be a member of the Duke's Mayo team. I'm certain, I mean, that, yeah, in this era of opt-outs, people have opted out of bowl games but played in the All-Star games, for sure. Well, I don't know any off the top of my head, but I'd be really surprised if it didn't happen.
I think we just have to read between the lines here and be honest with ourselves that Blake Shapen quit.
Yeah, I agree.
And, I mean, like, whatever. Like, this era, like, I mean, everybody's opting out and things like that, but he's not preparing for the Hula Bowl or whatever. He quit because he lost his job to Kamari Taylor. And that's the facts of the matter. I mean, that's what it is.
And it's fine.
I'm not saying he's a bad person for it. I'm not judging him for it, anything like that. But that's what happened. He quit on the team. He left. He took his ball. He went home. Whatever you want to say. That's exactly what happened here. He's not just preparing for the Hula Bowl. That's Jeff Lebby did that to kind of save face for him. But I think we could read between the lines at this point.
I agree. Yeah, there's no getting around that. Brogan Fairchild, what winter Olympic sports are you most looking forward to watching? I mean, I'll watch all the hockey. Love hockey. I get a kick out of ski jump. I think that's a cool sport.
Yep.
I mean, if I'm flipping channels and I come across ski jump, I will watch it. Beyond that, not a lot.
Always loved the who was it that was the speed skater? Apollo Ohno.
Apollo Ohno, yeah.
I loved watching that dude when I was a kid.
Yeah, he was cool.
And then what was the skier, the girl skier?
Lindsey Vonn.
Lindsey Vonn.
Was with Tiger Woods, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I loved watching
that
too.
That's a good one. I'm trying to think, is there another like sport that I really – I don't – oh, Bob – I like to watch the bobsledders. I'll do that for sure. And the luge.
The Jamaican bobsled team?
Oh, yeah. I love that movie. So.
Cool Runnings.
All right. Rank these actors by their ability to play a good villain. Anthony Hopkins, Heath Ledger, Alan Rickman, Ray Fiennes, and Jack Nicholson. I mean, Rickman played two outstanding
Alan
villains.
Rickman is – I do not recognize Alan Rickman as anything other than a villain.
Yeah.
I've seen Anthony Hopkins, Sir Anthony Hopkins, as a good person.
Yes.
I've seen these other guys as good people.
Rickman,
Heath Ledger was in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah, he was in The Knight's Tale.
Yeah. Alan Rickman is his entire existence in movies that I know is as a villain.
He's Hans Gruber is one of the greatest movie villains of all time. Snape in the end is not a villain, but
his whole persona was a villain.
It was a villain. Yeah. And then
Alan Rickman's number one.
Let's underrated the Sheriff of Nottingham in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. One of my favorite. I laugh every time he's like, I'll cut your heart out with a spoon.
He was great in that.
So
that was a
good.
That was a really good movie, underrated movie.
Speaking of impressions, by the way, I texted Ryan Nelson about the guy for the Rams, Landman.
Oh, that was great.
I told him what I said. He's like, you got to find a way to work that into the show. I was like, I can't do that language in the show.
By the way, just a quick aside
by
here.
the way, real quick,
I
real
watched.
before, let me go first. Let me go first.
Okay,
Ladies and
okay.
gentlemen, you are listening to a podcast hosted by two fantasy football champions right here. Congratulations, Robbie Faulk. Pulled it out. Stafford couldn't get it done.
Against Nathan Kelly.
Oh.
It literally was just Stafford screwing the pooch in this game
Threw three
because
picks, yeah.
Kyle Pitts was throwing the football four times, and he had like 4 points.
Yeah.
So he got me nothing.
Yeah.
But I watched Landman. I watched two episodes last night. I caught up on the show.
I haven't actually seen the show. I just know the clips. So
it's
I need to
phenomenal.
watch it.
It's so good.
So
So Billy Bob Thornton, he's the main character.
Yeah.
His dad in this movie is Sam Elliott.
Yes, which can't be correct.
I mean, well, let me see.
I
Okay,
know the ages.
Sam Elliott is 81 years old.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay, so
and
he's 81. Billy
Billy
Bob
is 70. So
okay.
He would have been 11 years old when he had this child.
Hey,
these
look.
Guys, so when this first happened, I thought they were brothers. I was like, there's no way this is dad. Sam Elliott looks younger than Billy Bob Thornton.
If anybody could pull off having a kid at 11, it's Sam Elliott.
Dude, let me tell you, this guy, they have him like walking with a limp in this. He's like in a wheelchair. This guy looks like he could be in Roadhouse today.
It could take you out today.
He is so freaking cool. Like he has the luscious hair, white hair, the mustache, like the way he talks is so cool.
Yeah.
He's so awesome.
I didn't know I had any semblance of a Billy Bob Thornton impression until last night. I just decided to try it out. I was like, that actually sounds okay. I might workshop that a little bit.
If you can just drop a lot of GDs in there, you'll
what
have a killer.
It's like they got a defensive lineman named Lehman. I was like, you want to see what I'm gonna do to your effing quarterback, you son of a.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, I was watching that game last night when I got home, and Troy Aikman texted Taylor Sheridan.
Yes, he was talking
on
about
air.
it. Yeah.
And was like, hey, what do you think about this Landman guy? And Taylor Sheridan said, that's my favorite player in the NFL.
It's great.
Anyway, back to the
Let's rank. Okay, I'm gonna go Rickman 1. I think Nicholson 2. Nicholson the Joker.
Really?
He's great in Few Good
that's
Men.
True.
He's great in The Departed.
The Shining, The Departed.
The Shining, yeah. Yeah, you got Nicholson 2.
Yeah.
Ray Fiennes is Voldemort, but he was also
Red Dragon.
Yeah, oh, that's right, Red Dragon. Yeah,
he's probably number three.
Three, and then Hopkins 4, and then Ledger. Look, Ledger is the best Joker. He is, but that's his only real. Like, what other movies is he a big villain in?
None.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So Ledger 5. All right,
we got. Never mind.
All right, shut.
I was gonna say something about Brokeback.
I know you were. Exactly. That's one of my favorite Family Guy clips. Was like, I did a version of Brokeback Mountain from the viewpoint of the horses. Like, it's getting kind of late. Shouldn't they be up by now? I'm gonna look.
Wait
in
a
there.
Second.
Ah! Run. Sean Brown asks, have you ever made a New Year's resolution and kept it? What was it? I have. You can probably guess what it was.
Lose weight.
That's what it was. Yes.
I don't know if I've.
I'm not big on that, but yeah.
I'm not a big New Year's resolution guy. I feel like most of the people that make them, they never go through.
Right.
And I refuse. Like, I might go to the gym and join a gym at some point if it's convenient to me, like with my schedule. I refuse to do it at the new year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be that person. I will go during the summer
uh-huh.
and join or something like that, maybe start a fall. I'm not going to be the guy that joins on January 1st. Everybody that goes to the gym hates that person.
Yes.
So I'm not going to do that.
I hear you. Okay. My last week's question was about 80s iconic toys, and Brian said Nintendo was a 90s toy, but it came out in 85.
That upset a lot of people, by the way.
Yeah. I want to talk to you people about that. Like, how many of you guys had a Nintendo in the 80s? Raise your hand. How many? It's not a lot. Like, I remember the Nintendo being a thing when I was in seventh grade, which was 1990. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm not buying in.
Well, I wasn't born until 89, so I
Yeah.
don't remember it.
So if you were one of
I don't
these
think we
rich
got one
kids,
until like 93.
yeah, I'm sorry that I wasn't rich enough to get the first edition of the
Yeah,
Nintendo.
that was a problem when it first came out.
Like
It
500
priced out
bucks.
a lot of people.
Yeah.
So
Exactly. Let's see here. Matt.
its popularity carried into the 90s,
Deep into
deep
the
into the
90s.
90s.
Yes. Like the PlayStation came out in 96,
Probably
97, something like that.
97.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I had a PlayStation fairly quick.
I did too. I was working at Papa John's and I was in college. And one day I paid all the bills that month. I was living with a guy and his girlfriend, and I'd paid all of our bills, and I still had like 500 bucks in the account. And I was like, I'm doing this. And I went down to Sam Goody, remember?
Yep.
And
Remember about
walked
the
in.
Kroger?
Yeah, walked in there and bought a PlayStation and got NFL. It wasn't Madden. I got NFL Game Day. And
Remember that? I had the first Madden, one of the first Maddens that came out.
I walked back into the apartment, and my roommate was sitting there. I was like, look what I got. He was like, oh. And the next 20 hours were spent
So
playing the game.
we had the PlayStation where like you had disc
Yeah.
really for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, you
Everything
had the
was
CDs. Yeah.
cartridges.
Yeah.
You had the disc, like that was like it blew your mind, and the
It was
graphics
incredible.
were unbelievable. And now you
Yeah.
look back like those graphics were
They were
awful.
terrible, but at the time they were fantastic. So.
Yep.
All right, Matt asks us, I feel like since the transfer portal's birth and players focusing on playing time rather than development, the NFL product is down. Stars aren't as good as the stars of old. He didn't have a question in there. He just wanted to say that. I disagree with you incredibly on that one, Matt. The NFL is so good right now. It is so
Does
good. The players are unbelievable.
whatever Puka Nacua did last night where he almost caught that ball, I don't know how many times I've seen someone do
Would
that.
that catch have
Had
cost
it
you the
not
title?
transferred over to the right
Yes,
arm,
it's a
that would have
catch.
been a catch.
Would that catch have cost you the title?
Yes, I think it would have.
So
Because it
you
would have
were
been
so,
like,
you've been
well,
close.
first of all, I think they would have been in field goal range.
Yeah, they might have just
So they
kicked.
would have tied
But
it and
gone to
probably gone to
overtime,
overtime.
and he would have thrown
Yeah.
another pass or two. Yeah, so you're lucky it was incomplete. Also, yes. Also, I'm sure you've answered this, but are cowbells allowed Friday? The university never made a statement on that, so that makes me think they're not allowed.
I don't think they are.
You know what, Matt? I'm going to send a text right now and we'll see what they say.
Yeah, I don't think they are because I think there would be a statement from the Duke's Mayo Bowl about ringing responsibly, like joking about cowbells and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm sending somebody who would know a text, and if they answer it before the end of the show, here we go. We'll have them. All right. Courtney Marone asks, what would it take for the men's basketball team to get back in the NCAA tournament discussion? A monumental run in SEC play? It doesn't have to be super monumental at this. I think if they found a way to be 10-8, they'd be on the bubble.
Yeah.
They'd be on the
Ten
bubble.
and eight. I think 10 and 8would probably get them in.
So they'd be
Or well,
eight.
they'd be on. They probably would be on the bubble. They'd be at
They'd be
18
18 and
wins.
13.
Yeah.
It needs to be the right 10. Like you need to
Yeah.
beat a Kentucky or an Auburn in there or something.
Yeah. I mean, their net right now is like 100 and something.
I wish if it could have gotten into the 90s, I would have said there was a path, but
The San Francisco game is a real hang-up
it's killing
here.
them. Yeah.
If they had won that game and they're sitting here with 7 straight wins or whatever it is right
It's
now,
different.
everybody's talking about this team much differently.
Exactly. And I do hope that if they are on the bubble, that the committee would look at it and go, okay, Hubbard got hurt 2 minutes into that game.
I think they would.
So we got an answer. They are not. Cowbells are not allowed. Here's the official statement from the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Since 2022, Bank of America Stadium has operated under security and guest conduct policies that align with Major League Soccer security standards that specifically prohibit artificial noisemakers. So there is your answer. They are not allowed. That's crazy. Normally, bowl games are like, yeah, bring them. All right. I will thank this person. All right. Also from Courtney, Also, why is it that 9.5 times out of 10 when I encounter someone driving like a jerk, they're in a BMW? It's a thing. Well, I mean, that's a very popular car amongst Ole Miss fans.
Oh, very entitled people driving those cars.
Yeah.
Get off their highway.
They're leasing them.
Very true.
Very true. All right. We really don't have a lot of questions left, so let's just go ahead and get into the break here. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother, two great places to go. Once the new year begins, make this the year of smoked Southern soul food. Make this a year where you make an attempt every time you're in Starkville to make a trip to Two Brothers or the Older Brother. I know a lot of you guys still haven't even been to the Older Brother. Don't know what you're waiting for there. Two fantastic restaurants right there in the Cotton District, Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years.
50.
If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a new copy or a new printer, new laptops or computers, talk to the folks at Advantage Business Systems, because not only do you get the product that you want, you get the promise and the peace of mind that comes with service after the sale. Don't wait. If you need new technology, call them today. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go for Mississippi State gear. Again, if you are looking for great M over S gear, they've got the biggest selection in Starkville. But whatever you're looking for, maroon and white, they've got it at Maroon Co., including this great hoodie that I'm wearing right now. And what's the best part is that you can save some money with our promo code. Thunder15 takes 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. It's available in-store or online at maroonandco.com. Before you go to your next game at the Hump at Duty Noble or next year at Davis-Wade Stadium, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Guys, the sun, I know it's cold outside right now, but the sun is starting to linger a little longer. I feel like I'm in Avengers right now. I'm talking to the Hulk. Hey, big guy. The sun's lingering in the, yeah. What are we doing here? The sun's going to linger. That means the grass is going to start growing. Be ready with some John Deere green this spring. John Deere commercial mowers, Gators, compact tractors, all available for you at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Great deals, great financing available. 0% for up to, you know, I don't feel like doing math. Up to 5-6 years in some, you know, 72 months, 84 months in some instances. Talk to their credit department, get the deal done, and enjoy some John Deere power. Thanks to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, you need to know the good folks at Good Hope Land and Timber. Doesn't matter what you need to do with your land, the people at Good Hope Land and Timber are here to help you make smart, sustainable, and profitable decisions regarding your land. And if you're in the market right now to buy or sell land, Good Hope Land and Timber can make that happen for you as well. Years of experience, friendly people, knowledgeable people, and that's why they're locally trusted and landowner approved. Go talk to my friends at Good Hope Land and Timber to help you find the piece of land you want in 2026. All right, back into it here. Will Disbrow asked us. Will Disbrow. Disbrow. I'm sorry. I remember what he asked last week. Do you think Caleb Cunningham will enter this, bro? Will enter the portal? So we've been talking about this a little bit. You know, there was a lot of talk because he wasn't playing. I think that Ole Miss is going to spend some money on retention this year because they can't afford to make it look like everybody's getting out, right? They're going to lose some guys. There's no question about that. But they don't need to lose a guy like Caleb Cunningham because that makes it look like something's wrong. So I think they'll do everything they possibly can to keep him. So the answer to your question is, for me, is no, I don't think he will go into the portal.
I think he'll stay. I talked to him not too long ago, and he was very happy. I ran into him. He doesn't seem, to me at least, he didn't seem like a guy that was looking to get out or anything like that. I think he understood he kind of needed a year to develop and kind of get back in the swing of things and learn the system and all that. Now, if he doesn't play much this next year, then I can see him
right
moving on. But I don't foresee him transferring right now.
Okay. Richard Harbison, what are your New Year's resolutions? I'm just going to stick with the same one, Richard. I'm just going to continue to try. I've put on like 8 or 9 pounds this month, right? I knew I would. I'm not going to concern myself. It's the holidays. You know, I'll be okay. So I'm at 282. I want to be down on December 30th, 2026. I'd like to be at 260. That's my goal.
Very good.
I can drop basically 2 pounds a month. I'd be feeling pretty good. So call it a resolution, whatever you want. Do you cook any? What about you? You got a resolution?
No, I told you I don't really do resolutions. I just kind of wake up like I'm going to do this, and this is what I do.
Do you cook anything special for New Year's Day? I do not. Are you black-eyed peas and cabbage and all that stuff on New Year's Day?
Oh, yeah, that's usually what when we go to my parents, it's usually that, like some fat back or something like that.
Yeah, I know all about that.
Black-eyed peas for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think my mom used to do some cabbage. My dad always does some fat back, some cornbread. It's usually a very good meal.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to be able to do it this year.
Oh, because you're going to the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that sucks. A last one from Richard. What bold prediction do you have for state in 2026? Go. What do you got? First thing that pops off your head.
They got a chance to win 8 games.
Okay. Here's mine. Not football related. Mississippi State's going to win the national championship in baseball.
Oh, really? Year one?
Year one. This team is loaded. I can't talk myself out of it. I've tried. I'm telling you right now. I'm not going to be one of these people who's like, I'm disappointed if they don't. But I'm telling you right now, they're going to win it. This team is ready to win.
Okay.
This is going to be like Jay Johnson's first year or whatever, second year at LSU when he got everything together and he got Skeens and everything. This is going to be like that.
I'm for it.
Okay. That's my hot take. Chris.
I would enjoy that.
Ask us. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. To you too, Chris. If you could add two new sports, one men's and one women's, to the MSU Athletic Department, what would they be? All right. For men, I want to add rodeo.
Not soccer.
No. There's not. I don't want to do that. I've had the past couple of times we've gone up to Northwest Community College. I've had a chance to meet with the rodeo coach up there. Great guy. A lot of fun. I think that'd be a cool sport. I think Mississippi State fans would get behind that program as well.
Okay. Would you go to that?
I'd go to a what do they call them? Like just an event or whatever? A stampede? Yeah.
It's a rodeo.
Starkville Stampede. Let's go. And then on the women's side, the easy choice feels like it's gymnastics, but State would be so far behind, like with all these elite, because all these elite programs in the SEC. I mean, the national champion every year is from the SEC, so I don't know if that's the way I want to go or not.
I think that's where I would go, but yeah, they would be way behind.
They would be so far; they'd be last place in the SEC for a decade before they climbed out of that. Ole Miss does rifle. I don't know if I want to do that or not.
Equestrian?
Equestrian. Yeah, let's do it. Got the vet school. We got the rodeo and equestrian. It's a horse paradise here at
Star. I want to say either men's soccer or men's volleyball.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever watch men's volleyball, but it is like shooting a ball out of a cannon.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to watch. It's a lot of flying around.
Yeah. All right. Jay in Baltimore, yes or no? The Dogs hit 103 home runs last year, up 24 from 2024. Will they hit more home runs in 2026? Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's a very,
very safe bet, in my
very opinion. Easy bet, I believe.
Yeah. Well, Valencius and McPherson have more wins than the 16 totaled by Cal Steven and Gerangelo in 2024. So they had 16 wins. They have more combined. The thing is, wins is such a subjective thing. Yeah. You know,
but what it would probably say is that they went deep into ball games.
Yeah. And they did. Those two guys did go deep into ball games.
Yeah. That was kind of the reason that they had stacked the wins that they did, because they were eating up 7 innings each on the weekend.
So
I would say no.
No. Yeah. Because they have more depth. They have more depth in the pitching staff this year. Paul Barrett asked us, y'all joked about the Sopranos extended universe a couple weeks ago. Did you know there's a show called Lilyhammer that stars Steven Van Zandt as a mobster who turns state witness after his dog is killed and ends up in witness protection in a sleepy former Olympic town in Norway? I had no idea the show existed.
That's interesting.
That's fun to think about, yeah. Also, aren't 6'7" and 50 kind of the same thing? How dare you?
No, they're not.
Not the same at all.
Under no circumstances are they the same thing.
No, that's and you should feel bad for asking, to be honest with you. Brick Thomas, my cousin brought this up at Christmas. Is Brian O'Connor in trouble strictly because this team probably has two regional teams in itself? What? How is he in trouble? He's in trouble because he has too much talent?
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine that it is like stressful for him to figure out what to do, but it's going to be kind of difficult for him to not make the right decision.
Oh, Robbie, I
Deuce
got
Knight.
something. Yeah,
He's going to Ole Miss.
is. He's 100% going all this.
Which
But
is a that's going to be a strain. I was talking with Borky yesterday about this. Like, that's going to be a strange situation.
yeah. And
Trinidad Cambliss gets if he gets a year back,
yeah.
Deuce Knight has now wasted his transfer to Ole Miss. Austin Simmons, what does he do? I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds. But I think we can all pretty much at this point. Point directly to Ole Miss with Deuce Knight, I would imagine.
Yeah, I
Which
would
has
be
been something that's been
surprised.
like rumored since he was in high school.
Yeah, I would be surprised if he doesn't end up at Ole Miss. But it's funny to watch Auburn can just continue to bleed players here. Jeez.
They have no one left at quarterback. Their whole quarterback room, which I guess they'll go
Roy.
get the South Florida guy, but.
We got to do things differently here at Auburn. We got just Auburn being Auburn. I do things differently here.
Yeah, it's not looking good, and that there's already people wanting John Cohen fired for hiring Alex Kalesh,
Yeah.
which
Which is a
I mean
good hire, I
this
thought, but
isn't Alex Kalesh's fault.
yeah. Oh,
But
well.
yeah, back to Brick's question. No, he's not in
He's not in any
trouble. This is
trouble.
actually a really good situation to be in. It is problematic in that like somebody good's going to be on the bench, but it's not bad. I mean, they have depth. A couple of years ago, when we were talking about Mississippi State's lineup and they couldn't find anybody on the bench to come into the ball game and deliver anything, it was like everybody had to be healthy because whoever came off the bench was giving them nothing. Well, now you'll have potentially Garrig Frey on the bench, Reed Stallman. Like these are guys that started a lot last year for Mississippi State. It's not a bad problem to have at all.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can be this stacked again. Like I mean, they will try, I'm sure, but this has kind of just happened out of happenstance.
National champions.
I mean, they have a team capable of it. I
I
mean,
know,
you
I
can't
know.
argue it.
Hunter Boland asks, my wife has talked me into a rumblings resolution. She wants to learn how to play golf. What are the chances our marriage survives? All I can think of is the Family Guy joke where Lois makes fun of Peter for hitting it into the water. Wish us luck. This is fun. It's supposed to be fun. I think that first off, like, here's what I would say is like, you learn how to play golf. There is no learning how to play golf. Golf is get the ball in the hole in the fewest number of strokes. Right? That's the whole that you now know how to play golf. I think golf is a skill. I don't know that it's something you can just learn. I think you're either good at golf when you're born or you're not. And like
Yeah.
practice, you can get better, but man, I don't know. Good luck is all I would say to you, sir.
Yeah, I'm not a golfer. I feel like I'm not built for it. Like my arms are really long and like it's difficult for me to swing a golf club correctly. I'm not really built for that. I'm a basketball guy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know if that makes any sense. I don't know if that's a thing. Like if you're a basketball guy, you can't play golf. I doubt it, but I'm just not built for it. I can't hit a golf ball very well. So,
Two from Rob Hadaway here. I saw last night on Twitter that it was finally Lane Kiffin's decision day. Did you happen to hear where he decided to go? Oh my gosh. First off, I want to say something here. All right. Sam Sklar from the Clarion Ledger covers Mississippi State. Sam Hutchins from Clarion Ledger covers Ole Miss. These two guys are good young reporters. They do good work. They write good stories, and they are unfortunately saddled with the burden of this failing newspaper that goes and does something like this. It's just unbelievable.
And like the direction that Gannett has gone here from being a legitimate source to we're doing like tabloid stuff now. Like it's just embarrassing. And
Yes.
again, like Sam and them, they do a great job. I hate it for them that they're under this umbrella. But the leadership there, I've worked in newspapers, I've worked on fan sites, I've worked on blogs, like to be the statewide newspaper, a place that for us growing up, when I wanted to be a broadcaster, sports writer, whatever, I read the newspaper.
Right.
It was my dream to work for Clarion-Ledger. If I could have worked for Clarion-Ledger, if I could have set that goal for myself and I did it as a kid, it would have been, and if I would have told myself as a kid, I'm going to be a Clarion-Ledger beat writer for Mississippi State,
Right.
that would have been a dream.
Yeah.
It would have been like working at the New York Times or something.
Yeah.
For it to kind of dissolve down to what it is, it's just sad.
Yeah, I
When you
agree.
think about the people that have come through there and some of the great names and the great writers and stuff, and like their leadership there must just be
Just
absolutely
garbage.
awful.
So
I mean,
that being
that
said,
tweet stayed up for hours.
hours.
It finally got deleted this morning. I mean, it went viral and
Yeah.
nobody did anything about it.
So that means the what I want to say is like when you look at Sam here at Mississippi State, it's not his fault. You know,
It's not.
he's working hard for you guys trying to provide information. It's not on him. He's not
And
the
I can
one who
promise you it, we talked to
he
Stefan
laughed
near
at
his
it
time.
too. Yeah.
But I can promise you, like, it's very frustrating for them too. They just might
Yes.
not
They
voice
hate
it
it.
because they can't.
Yeah.
But when Stefan was here, he was the same way. Like it was
Yeah.
things that you couldn't control. Tyler Horka.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like
I felt like Horka would write a good article and then the next day they would put something out there where they said Ole Miss instead of Mississippi State. Like,
that would change his headline or
yeah.
something.
Yeah. So.
It's just like it's ridiculous. I don't know who's running the controls there, but the system
Nobody.
like automatically like puts out the stuff, and
Yeah.
nobody knows who's editing what. It's just embarrassing, man. Like that's the
Agreed.
Clarion-Ledger that used to be the source for news in the state of Mississippi, and now it's
Yeah, it is what it is.
what is the National Enquirer or
Yeah.
something.
Also from Rob, I have genuinely forgotten, so please remind me, why is Chris Jans called the dentist? Well, it was a name given to him, you know, his first couple of years here because his teams were so good defensively that it was like getting a root canal is what basically what they said. It's like going to the dentist's office. Nobody wanted to do it. So that
Doug
is.
Novak should be considered the dentist, though. I still stand on that.
Yeah.
The
I
first
mean,
press conference we had was like, I want our team to play. I want people to look at us like going to the orthodontist. It's just no fun.
shout out to
We
Doug
want to be
Novak.
known. We want to be known as orthodontist. We don't want to have any fun. That's what I took away from that.
Okay.
That first press conference almost fell asleep, but then his teams were really fun to watch.
Yeah. Andy Atkinson, I may have missed the news about the arrest of the suspect recorded breaking and entering into an SEC football stadium and stealing equipment from a top-ranked SEC football playoff team. All searches right now are Kiffin claims. What's the latest on this? Yeah, how come there hasn't been an arrest made? How come
It's
that name
really
hasn't been made
strange.
public?
We had video. They had
Yeah,
cameras set up all around the
they
locker
said they had
room.
video. Yeah, that's
It just
crazy.
went away after they won the ball game. How did
That's
that happen?
crazy. It's crazy. I
And
don't know.
you and I were chastised for this. You and I were chastised for saying this was
Going to sit
fake.
on it. I'm going to ask next year at the Egg Bowl and be like, hey, whatever happened to that guy? They find him? They find the guy?
Why
For
would
real?
Mississippi State not want to arrest someone that broke into their facilities?
Yeah, that would be public knowledge, you would think. I don't know what's going on. That's crazy. That's crazy. Last one here.
Again, we had this guy on video.
Yeah. Because we had him on video because he walked into the locker room and he knew exactly where Trinidad Chambliss's locker was, which I found out later. Everybody knows that the quarterback's locker is the first one. I had no idea, but Richard
Yeah.
Cross told me that everybody in the world knows that the first locker is always the quarterback's locker. I had no idea. Watching college football my whole life, had no idea that's how they set up locker rooms.
You know, though, in a couple of years, or maybe even we might even be there now, Ole Miss people will tell you that Lane Kiffin was lying about that to
Of
throw
course,
the blame on
we'll get
him.
there. We'll get there. Don't you
Yeah,
worry
they'll
about
all
that.
blame him. No, he was lying about that. He was lying about that
He
dirty
was just trying to
hole.
take the focus off of him And that was just, something he did. Like, yeah, I know. I'm aware of that. I was aware of that the moment it was reported.
When
And
I
the
saw that
moment,
tweeted, I quote tweeted it and said, "This is the oldest trick in the book."
10 a.m., November the 28th, I knew that that was BS. And
I said,
we're
"This is
still
the
here a
oldest
month
trick in the
later.
book." And then I muted the tweet immediately. And I went back later and I saw there was like 300 replies to
Lit the
it.
match and walked away. That's all you had to do. There we go. Last one of the day, Alexandra Watson. Growing up, I only knew one person that shared my birthday, and she was my sister. I now know like six more people. How many people do you know that share your birthday? First off, today, as we record, is Alexandra's birthday. So happy birthday to you, our friend Alexandra. We love you, Alex, here on this show. And in real life, it's not just on the show. So in terms of people I actually know, I have a cousin who is younger than me, but he's the same birthday as me. And he is a he is finishing up his PhD, and he works with some company that does AI for hospitals. So of all the people that I know personally born on November the 30th, he is the smartest one. So now, for famous people, I know that Bo Jackson, same birthday, Billy Idol, and Ben Stiller all have the same birthday as me. Those are the top three for me.
I only know my good friend Andrew Atkinson.
Double A has the same birthday as you?
No, Andrew Atkinson. It's this different guy.
Oh, it's not Andy. Okay, so who is that
It's
person?
not Andy, it's Andrew.
But this is another friend of yours.
Yes.
Okay, what day is your birthday?
June 2nd.
June
The
2nd, famous.
funny thing is, Paul is June 1st and I'm June 2nd.
Okay. All right, here we go. We got some here. Hold on. We gotta get a little further down here to find some people that we've actually heard of. You got some popes for sure. Very good. I don't know who that person is. We're not doing good here, Robbie. I'm trying to help you here. Trying to help you here.
I never expected there to
All right.
be some
Johnny
great.
Weissmuller. Remember who
Who?
that is?
No.
Olympic gold medalist, and he played Tarzan in the early 1920s and 30s in the movies. So he's one.
Did you know there is a Tarzan actor that played for Mississippi State?
Who?
I'll have to go look.
Okay.
But I remember that as a kid.
All right. Charlie
I think he played
Watts.
football for Mississippi State.
Charlie Watts, do you know who that is?
No.
It's the drummer for the Rolling Stones.
I'm not a Rolling Stones fan.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that. I knew that about you, actually, when I think about it. All right. Let's see if we can find some more here.
Hey, Johnny Weissmeyer now.
Let's see here. Gary Bettman, commissioner of the NHL. Craig Stadler, the Walrus, former Masters champion. Dana Carvey. That's a good one.
Okay,
That's a
I
good
can
one.
deal with that.
Lex Luger.
Lex Luger.
Yeah, same birthday as you. June 2nd.
Take it.
There you go. You definitely take that. Let's see here. Beetlejuice.
Wait.
The little black guy that Jeff Jarrett hit with a
Oh.
guitar.
I thought you were going to say Michael Keaton.
No, not Michael Keaton. Actual Beetlejuice. Let's see here.
That's great.
Wayne Brady. That's a good one. Very good. Let's see here.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to?
Yeah, exactly. The drummer of the Strokes. Don't know his name, but it's irrelevant. I'm trying to see if we got any more. Is that it? That's all we got? That's all we got. That's all we got. Sir, in case any soccer fans are listening, Sergio Aguero scored one of those famous goals in the history of the sport. So there you go.
There we go.
There we go. That's a good list. That's a good list. Is that our last question? I had another notification come through here. Let's see if that's it.
Miles O'Keefe played football for Mississippi State. He was Tarzan in
Oh,
1981.
well, there
He
you go.
was in the Tarzan with Bo Derek.
Okay, there you go. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought I remember that correctly. My dad is an encyclopedia. So
Mm-hmm.
as a kid, we're watching movies. My dad's telling me throughout the movie who this guy is, who this woman is, where they're from, their entire history. And I remember my dad telling me this guy played football for Mississippi State. He played for State in the 1970s, the offensive
Okay.
lineman,
Cool.
before transferring to Sewanee after initial stint with the Air Force Academy.
He was
Good looking
all.
guy.
Well, I had to be to play Tarzan, yeah. King of the
With
Jungle.
Bo Derek.
With Bo Derek, exactly. So, all right, tomorrow's show, a little more football. We'll start talking a little bit more about this bowl game, and then we'll go really deep into it on Friday with three P's as we get you ready for the Duke's Mayo Bowl and Mississippi State versus Wake Forest. I got a request in to try to get an interview with a Wake Forest guy. We'll see if they get back to me. We'll see what happens. All right, talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.